Now, the rest of the story. In my hand is a photograph that's almost 100 years old. And yet I look at this thing and I feel as though I could walk inside and plunk a dime down on the counter. I said plunk a dime down on the counter, as many customers in those days gone by did. Oh, I didn't tell you, the photo shows the interior of an old-fashioned drugstore, Clinton's Drugstore, and there's a long tiled floor, an aisle with showcases on either side, and a soda fountain in the front. But there's something which is not visible in this picture, the prescription case, and the narrow wooden closet behind the prescription case, and the contents of that closet, an assortment of whiskey bottles. What I'm saying is that if you could walk into this photograph and poke around, you'd discover a stock of whiskey behind the prescription case in Clinton's drugstore. Most of the townsfolk didn't even know that liquor was there, and yet it was there, for the benefit of an elite corps of early risers. They would come down to Clinton's in the early morning, before most folks were stirring, and they would partake of Jim Clinton's private stock. And there was even more to the curious cryptic ritual than that. The stealthy imbibers would come into Clinton's very often before Jim Clinton had officially opened the store, and they'd walk over to the prescription case and to the liquor closet concealed behind it, and they'd pour an ounce into the provided tumbler. They'd take a swig, then wipe their mouths, take one last peek through an observation hole cut in the back of the case, and the coast being clear, then the customer would depart, leaving a dime on the counter. Now, this is the rest of the story. There were saloons all over town, many of them right there in the square. A number of those establishments opened early enough to provide eye-openers for early morning imbibers. And there were a number of the men in town who did just that. The tough old birds, as they were called, who were unconcerned about what other folks thought of them. These broad daylight drinkers were shunned accordingly, while the stealthy drinkers hid behind the prescription case at Clinton's drugstore. And among the sneaking dime-an-ounce whiskey drinkers were the town's high hats, the so-called good people, the most respected of the local church members, even the anti-saloon leaguers, the self-righteous, the outspoken prohibitionists. And how we know what they were up to almost 100 years ago is the word of Jim Clinton's assistant, who was then a boy of 12. You see, it was this youngster's job to come into the drugstore before school at 6:30. That was even before Mr. Clinton had arrived. And he would mop the floors, and he would dust the counters, and he would clean the windows, and he would sweep the sidewalk to prepare for the day's business. And it was this schoolboy who witnessed each morning this enterprise of which the druggist never spoke. And it gave that boy an eye for the phonies of the world. It gave that boy a very special sense that was to serve him throughout his life. It helps, you know, in some professions more than in others, to be able to sort the genuine from the pretentious. In 1957, in an interview, Edward R. Murrow asked Harry Truman to relate the most important thing that happened when you were a boy. And the former president responded that the most important thing that happened to him had to do with his first job in a drugstore in Independence, Missouri. And a hill of dimes, a little mound of dimes on the prescription counter. Now you know what Harry meant. Because now you know the rest of the story.